a three-peat. It's your Amazing Blue Review update for Friday, March the 22nd. And the Michigan hockey team, they face off against Michigan State in East Lansing tomorrow night for the Big Ten tournament title. The Wolverines have won the last two conference tournament crowns. U of M's all Big Ten freshman, Garrett Shifsky, is from Andover, Minnesota, and he told the Big Rink Pod what it's like playing against MSU. He's a freshman.
Coming from Minnesota, it's like, I didn't really get it at first. Everyone was like, oh, it's going to be a war. It's going to be a war. I'm just like, it's going to be another game. And then you actually play in the game. It's a war. Like, they want to, like, kill you. They want to, like, beat you as they can. And, you know, you kind of figure that out pretty fast, and you adapt, and you just kind of give it right back to them. So it.
That's Garrett Shifsky, Michigan forward, number 10 U of M at number 5 Michigan State. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. The game is on the Big Ten Network. Michigan women's basketball is in the NCAA tournament. Michigan, a 9 seed, and they will play the 8 seed Kansas tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the Portland region. Michigan women's coach Kim Barnes-Orrico on the MGO Blue podcast talked about getting in the tourney.
We talked from the beginning of the year. It's, you know, it's going to be a work in progress, and we're a team that just hopes to continue to improve as the season progresses. And, you know, we feel like we're doing that, and we feel like we continue to do that. And it's great to still be playing basketball, and I think we never take that for granted.
Michigan, Kansas tomorrow afternoon in the NCAA tournament. Most of the champs will be back in Ann Arbor today. Right now, it's Michigan's 2024 Pro Day. Scouts and coaches, NFL personnel, media will monitor the Wolverines much like they did in Indy. Junior Colson and Zach Zinter, they are out due to injuries. Michigan is expecting over 150 NFL personnel in Ann Arbor. According to ESPN NFL draft analyst Matt Miller, that 150 number is the biggest number he's ever heard of for a pro day. U of M D-line coach Greg Scruggs resigned on Friday after a DWI arrest this month. Michigan head coach Sherrone Moore said yesterday that U of M will move swiftly but carefully in terms of getting a new defensive line coach. Moore said the staff is working together to fill the void in the interim. The football team began spring practice on Monday, and yesterday Sherrone Moore also said he feels real confident in this group and added lots of players got game reps last year because U of M was up by such a big margin in the fourth quarter. Moore said U of M starting O-line didn't play in the fourth quarter last year for like 8 games. So spring practice continues, and those practices culminate in the spring game, which is now less than a month away on April the 20th. And hopefully the weather is a little bit better than it is today in Ann Arbor. On the recruiting side of things, Michigan has 3 players committed right now to its 2025 recruiting class. 4-star tight end Eli Owens from Tennessee, 4-star quarterback Carter Smith from Florida, and 4-star defensive end Bobby Kanka, who is from right here in the state of Michigan, from Howell. U of M has added a pair of players to its roster so far to the transfer portal, linebacker Jayshon Barham from Maryland, and the other U of M portal addition so far is Northwestern guard Josh Preeb. And that's the latest on Michigan. No good afternoon, Michigan football today. It's NCAA tournament time for the crew. But as always, for the latest on U of M, go to themazeandbluereview.com or sign up at michigan.rivals.com. And hey, right now you can get 50% off your first year on the Maize and Blue Review. Go to michigan.rivals.com. Use the promo code REPEAT2024. That's REPEAT2024. Offer is valid for a limited time. And we will see you over on the Den talking Michigan all day and all night. And that is going on right now.